All right, folks, you are listening to the Shai Fleischer Show, and I'm broadcasting from beautiful Tel Aviv, overlooking the beach in one of the most beautiful apartments that I've been at, really. It's just got a 200-and-something degree view on the beach, all the way from Jaffa to the north, and just to see the beautiful built Israel, it is such a... It's really a simcha for me, a joy, and especially since I am just one day after Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur was so powerful this year, especially because I got the unbelievable honor to join Rabbi Shlomo Katz and his minyan and his community in Efrat in Judea. It's a little bit hard to describe, you know, because you use words like high. It was very high, but it really was extremely spiritual. And I got to be close to the rabbi and his kind of crew at the last moments of Yom Kippur, the moments where you really feel. And in the Jewish tradition, you really feel that this last prayer of Yom Kippur, the fifth prayer, which is called Ne'ilah, which is the locking of the gates, is happening. And as the gates are locking, you just push everything you got in order to sneak through that gate. And you do what the Bible says, the Torah says, that you're supposed to do, which is to put a harshness on your body and soul, I don't have a better word for it. I think there is a better word for it, but it's like torture, a type of, you know, like a spin cycle, you know, like a harsh cycle where you really are fasting and it's the 25th hour and you're just pushing it. And you really come to a place of faith and belief and you want to cry. You do cry, even though you're dried out inside because you haven't eaten for 25 hours. And, it's a cleansing. It's a cleansing and it's an amazing cleansing. And you come out of Yom Kippur, I can still feel it. You know, wow, like I really asked Hashem for forgiveness. I really believe that He wanted to forgive me. I asked Him for a new year. And Rabbi Shlomo Katz said something right before Ne'ilah, which was just so spot on. He said that, a Hasidic Rebbe says, I don't remember which one, sadly, maybe it was the Kutzker, that tshuva, repentance, is 1% about the past and 99% about the future. It's really about the future. It's not about the past. And that's what it was. It was really a faith about the future. And Yom Kippur, those prayers, that's those songs, those tunes, you know, the rabbi pushing it to the final, you know, spiritual kind of like, you know, push. And then coming out of that, starting to build the sukkah with my kids, we were putting actually the schach, we're already beginning the preparation for Sukkot. And then this morning, Thursday morning, coming out here to Tel Aviv, to my friend Melissa Kronfeld's apartment, who's the founder of High on the Har, which is a movement for the Temple Mount. This beautiful apartment overlooking Tel Aviv, and again with that clarity of sense. And the reason actually I'm here today is because I am helping the Ben Gvir, the Itamar Ben Gvir campaign, and came here to do some media work and to do some interviews. And you're going to hear Itamar Ben Gvir yourself. And he's obviously a Knesset member here in Israel and a litigator and running for Knesset. And he's the nationalist / ultra-nationalist of the Knesset, the right within the Israeli-Jewish Knesset. And he's a Chevron person, and so I have some relationship to that, although my job at Chevron is not related to this effort right now to help out this campaign. That being said, Yom Kippur to Sukkot, high on the Ilah, high on building the Sukkah, coming here to Tel Aviv, helping Itamar Ben-Gvir navigate the American political, the Anglo voice and Anglo politics, including... Senator Menendez's public calls for Prime Minister Netanyahu not to include Itamar Ben-Gvir and his party in the next Knesset, not to make him a minister, and kind of, you know, breaking all norms of politics by insinuating American ideas into what Israel's Knesset should look like. And a good friend of mine said to me, and you know, where were the where you know where where were they? And actually, Prime Minister Netanyahu echoed these same words. Where were they when we had when the last government had or this current government had you know, the jihadists sitting in our Knesset? Nobody was saying that's going to hurt the U.S.-Israel relationship. Like, the same folks that did Al-Qaeda are the same folks that are right now in the Israeli Knesset. That's not hurting anybody. So high on that as well. And then tonight, Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro are going to be in Jerusalem in an event moderated by Ambassador David Friedman. So that is a lot of very powerful stuff together in one time. And the thing is, we really do live in a extremely powerful time. That's something I reflect on a lot of times. Boy, we are living in extremely, like, this Jewish state, if you feel it, wow, it's like this is the most exciting project of the Jewish people in 2,000 years. This is God's revelation. And as I was coming here today to Tel Aviv, I saw people playing playing foot volleyball, I think it's called. It's like volleyball, but you can use your feet, but you can't use your hands. So they use their shoulders and their chest and their head and they're kicking. And I'm just like, really, guys? Like, you get to do this? You get to chill on the beach today and play? Because I got this super intense day. But I bless them. And in fact, I want to get through the show because I want to record a little bit with you, play with you the Itamar Ben-Gvir segment, and then run, jump into the water, take a little swim, get out, go home. I probably won't be able to make it. Go to Malka, pick her up, take her to that 6 o'clock VIP reception, and meet Peterson and Ben Shapiro and all that kind of stuff. So, okay, you know what I mean? There's a lot of intensity. And, of course, the most intense thing of them all is the holiday itself. Sukkot is super intense and super awesome because it's a joyous time but also a very demanding time because there's so many events and things that are happening at the same time. My friends, I want you to hear from Itamar Ben-Gvir, so I'm not going to hold it up anymore. Here's my talk with Itamar Ben-Gvir in Tel Aviv, talking about the campaign and talking about why he's running for the Knesset. All right, folks, you are listening to the Yishai Fleisher Show. I want to thank all of you for being with me. I want to thank Ben Bresky, Yocheved, Seidman, Moshe Herman, Tabitha, and Lou for helping me get the show out to the world. It's a real schut. And this Shabbat, we have this Torah portion called Ha'azinu, which is the song that is supposed to be like the witness against the Jewish people. The song, the heavens and the earth are witnesses against the Jewish people. And it ends off being with, I've got my temple ready to be prepared. I'm ready. It's prepared. It's ready to come down. It's ready to be in this world. Now, I don't mean to say that the temple is built in heaven and it's going to come down by itself. I mean to say that he's going to send that consciousness down, or maybe that last piece. I don't know what, where really we have to build it, but that is part of the plan. There are many folks that are part of the plan, including my good friends at Prohibition Pickle, making delicious food right up to and then through the Third Temple period. I have no doubt about it. And you can get I don't know if they have this, but I'd like to believe that they have the Third Temple salami sub sandwich, which is just filled with spices, delicacies, and meats of the Third Temple, all in one delicious sub. I don't know if that exists, but it should, and that's going to be found at prohibitionpickle.co.il. That's right. Ask for it. Demand of it of Chaim. Say, I want that Third Temple salami sub sandwich. That's prohibitionpickle.co.il. My good friends at the Israel Bible make the best Bible. Like, there's Bibles, and then there's Bibles. You know, this Bible's a historic Bible. You got to have that in your house. That's the Israel Bible. And, of course, you put in coupon code Yishai, and voila, bang, you get 10% off God's magical holy word. So that's a big schut, a big merit for all of us, and especially for all of us that are part of the International Torah Congregation, all of the friends out there around the world that are part of it. So big yashar koach. Oh, by the way, as I'm in this apartment, this is for my friend Ben Bresky, this apartment has a lot of original stuff from Zev Jabotinsky, the original revisionist Zionist leader. You know, he's the one who came up with the idea that the British should have a Jewish fighting force amongst them. And many other things. So here he is. There's nothing like Jabbo, Zev Jabotinsky, and great paraphernalia here, amazing stuff. I do want to thank the good folks at Retro Watch Guy, and soon I'm going to get my first Retro Watch, Myself, RetroWatchGuy.com, makes awesome, not makes, purveys wonderful watches from the past that are live and ticking today, like the Jewish people. And so you can find your perfect, like, cool watch from the 1670s and 80s. No, 60s and 70s, I think, mostly. It's not, you know, it sounds like one of those New York City rock stations from the 1670s, 80s, and 90s. No, it's beautiful watches, classics, timepieces, something like a Ferrari, but a little bit cheaper on your hand. So that's really cool, and I'm a big fan of RetroWatchGuy.com and their Instagram page. I also want to thank the good folks at JewishPress.com for putting out the news every day and working hard to get those interviews and get those things for you and get you the Jewish news and the Israel news that you need to know. And of course, where would I be in this world without the greatest chud of them all, which is the forefathers and mothers at Hebron, the Jewish community of and the Tomb of the Patriarchs, the Matriarchs. Come to visit us, especially the Sukkot, and afterwards Chayei Sarah is coming, and that is HebronFund.org. Of course, I also want to thank the most important person in my life. I got a lot of important people, but my beloved Malka, and I'm looking forward to getting off the show, getting home, and taking her to the event tonight, the Peterson, the Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro event, Bezrat Hashem, with the help of God. And I want to thank all of you for being part of it. Please go to YishaiFleisher.com, go to the donate page, or go to buymeacoffee.com/Yishai. You know, just be part of my life as I want to be part of your life. Let's be in each other's lives with the help of God. I want to wish you God's blessings for a great new year. Let's take a deep breath. I need to take a deep breath. You know, if you put me in your prayers, I appreciate it. It's an intense month now, but we will get through it, Bezrat Hashem, and it's only because of our abiding faith in Hashem and our great love for this time and for the rebirth of the Jewish people in the land of Israel that we get through it all. And that's it, friends, from Tel Aviv. Lots of love and lots of blessings from the good land, from the land of blessings. Lots of love from me to you, and shalom.
Don't worry. The Yishai Fleisher Show will be right back, so stay tuned.
All right, folks, you are listening to the Yishai Fleisher Show, broadcasting live from beautiful, unbelievable beautiful Tel Aviv. We're in an amazing apartment of our good friend MJ, Dr. Melissa Kronfeld, who's doing a great job in bringing Jews to the land of Israel. And I'm sitting with the one and only Itamar Ben-Gvir, Knesset member, famed lawyer, Supreme Court litigator, and now running for Knesset for what maybe the third largest party in Israel. Itamar Ben-Gvir, my first question to you is, first thing, what do you need this for? What do you need this for?
Hi, Shai. Thank you for you and for Melissa, שבאמת מארחים אותי. אני צריך את זה because I love people in Israel, and I love land Israel, and I love the state of Israel. And we must to save this state.
Save it? Is it in that kind of situation?
כן, זה ממש ככה.
It's really like that.
נשים שהולכות בבאר שבע וחוטפות מכות.
Women are being hit in באר שבע when they're walking.
וכאן ביפו, זה לא רחוק מאיתנו. מליסה יכולה להראות את התמונה של יפו, את הצילום של יפו, ומפחדים ללכת ביפו.
Right,
ביפו.
So we're close to Jaffa here, and which is a major city in Israel. And Itamar is saying that people are afraid to walk at night.
מפחדים להיות יהודים.
People are afraid to be Jewish.
לכותל.
Afraid to go to the Western Wall.
והמצב שלנו במדינה הוא מצב שבו מצד אחד יש לנו wonderful state. יש לנו מדינה נפלאה עם הייטק ועם מחשבים.
We have an amazing country with high-tech and economy.
ועם אנשים נפלאים.
Great people.
ומצד שני, אנשים מפחדים ללכת ברחוב.
But people are afraid to walk in the street.
אנשים, הביטחון האישי שלהם מעורער, גם ביהודה ושומרון, וגם בכל רחבי ישראל.
Right, so not just in Judea and Samaria, but also in the rest of Israel. Certainly in Judea and Samaria, there's a takeover. We see it. Illegal building, takeover of the lands. But that's in Judea and Samaria. But even in the mixed cities, in Ramla, in Lod.
In Be'er Sheva.
In Be'er Sheva. In Arad. Arad was closed off in the last. Now, we had a conflict a little bit more than a year ago. Ten synagogues were burnt. What was the lekach? What was the understanding from this uprising that we had in the mixed Arab-Israeli cities? What's the lekach?
הלקח שאנחנו צריכים ללמוד זה שקודם כל אנחנו צריכים לדאוג לביטחון של עצמנו. הרבה יותר מדי שנים דאגנו שאחרים ישמרו לנו על הביטחון.
So we have to watch out for our own security and not count on other people to take care of it.
אנחנו צריכים לדאוג לעצמנו. אני מזכיר לך שגם בשואה אנחנו ציפינו שכל מיני עמים וארצות יפוצצו את מסילות הברזל, וזה לא קרה.
In the Holocaust we were waiting for people to blow up the railways to Auschwitz. It didn't happen.
וגם היום להבדיל, כי יש לנו מדינה שלנו ויש לנו צבא חזק ויש לנו משטרה חזקה, להבדיל. אבל גם היום אנחנו יכולים לצפות שאחרים יעשו את העבודה בשבילנו. אנחנו צריכים לעשות את העבודה, ואתה יודע מה, יש לי הפתעה בשבילך. אנחנו עושים את העבודה בשביל האחרים. כי זה לא רק יהודים מול ערבים, זה לא. יש כאן גם ערבים שנאמנים למדינת ישראל, ערבים שאוהבים את מדינת ישראל, אין לי בעיה איתם. אבל זה הטובים מול הרעים. אנחנו, זה הצעד ששוחר בזה שצריכה להיות כאן מדינה יהודית דמוקרטית, מדינה שמאמינה בכוח של עם ישראל, מדינה שזוכרת את ההיסטוריה. הרעים זה אלה שרוצים לעשות ג'יהאד.
All right,
ג'יהאד כאן בישראל, וג'יהאד גם באירופה, וג'יהאד בארצות הברית.
Right. So Itamar saying that class member Itamar Ben-Gvir says certainly this is not like the time of the Holocaust. We have a Jewish state, but we cannot rely on other people to protect us. And for a long time we were actually, you know, we were defending others, but we have to defend ourselves. And within that is your ideology is not anti-Arab, it's anti-jihadist. And that is something so important, because you say, and I know this to be true, there are many Arabs that are under the thumb and suppression of the jihad. And your neighbors in Hebron, many of them, are afraid to speak, afraid to sell land, afraid to say that they like Israel.
ויש רבים, ואנחנו רוצים להפסיק את הפחד שתיקה הזה. פחד שתיקה הזה. בוא לא נתבלבל, בחברון גם יש לא מעט אנשי חמאס, יש לא מעט אנשים ששמחו ואבות אבותיהם עשו לנו את הטבח בתרפת, אנסו ורצחו יהודים כי הם יהודים. אבל כן, אני מאמין ויודע שיש כאן לא מעט גם ערבים שרוצים לחיות בשקט ובשלווה, ואנחנו נלחמים בשביל המציאות הזאת שיהיה כאן שקט, שיהיה שלווה. אבל זה בא מתוך דבר אחד, מתוך ביטחון, מתוך עוז, לא מתוך קנייה, לא מתוך התקפלות, לא מתוך שפלות. ראינו יותר מדי פעמים שעם ישראל היה מושפל וחטפנו. מי היה שם? מי דפק? ישי, yes we can. We can keep Israel brave. We can keep Israel safe. We can go in the street and proud that we are Jewish. This is wonderful. And אנחנו יכולים להגיד את זה לכל העולם, ולהעביר את המסר הזה לכל העולם.
We can send that message to the whole world.
אנחנו אוהבים את המדינה הזאת.
We love our state.
אוהבים את הארץ הזאת.
We love this land.
אנחנו בעלי הבית על המדינה הזאת.
We come from here. This is our home. We own it.
כולם מוזמנים. כולם
Everybody's invited.
וגם מי שגר כאן, אני לא נגד ערבים כי הם ערבים חלילה. אבל מי שמתוכם,
you're not against Arabs.
נכון, אבל מי שמתוכם רוצה לרצוח ולפגוע.
But who wants to hurt Jews, kill,
לעשות לי ג'יהאד.
Injured, who wants to make a jihad.
רוצה גם לעשות בבניין התאומים ג'יהאד.
He wants to make that same person, that same group wants to make a jihad on the Twin Towers.
ואנחנו נשמור.
We will protect.
שלא יהיה ג'יהאד.
That it's not going to be here. Not here and not there. All right, Itamar Ben-Gvir, I want to wish you really lots of blessings. May God protect you, keep you. And I really feel in my heart, and I think a lot of people do, and one of your best qualities, and I hope you get to keep that quality, which is a sense of anava. You have something which is an Israeli word, which is amami, which is from the people, grows from the people.
Yes.
And may you continue to keep that, and may God keep you safe and this national mission of returning Jewish pride to the Jewish people. Thank you.
Toda. Toda. Toda, Ishai. Toda, Melissa.
Thank you for listening to the Ishai Fleischer Show. Write us in email at ishai@ishaifleischer.com. Shalom and blessings from the land of blessings.